Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 15th of August, 2019. It is the 27th day of the year, 138 days remaining till the end of the year, 39 days until autumn begins, 201 days until primaries, and 446 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:26 this morning. Sunset will be at 8:01. We will have 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight to play in. The first low tide will be at 6:15, the solar noon at 1:13, the only high tide of the day at 1:19 this afternoon, and the final low tide at 6:12 this afternoon. The moon is 99.9% visible, now a waxing gibbous moon, or now a waning gibbous moon. It became a proper full moon at 5:29 this morning, so go ahead, start howling. This August moon is called the full sturgeon moon, the sturgeon of the Great Lakes and Lake Champlain, or most redly caught during this full moon. It's also been called the green corn moon. Today is the Assumption of Mary, I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day, Best Friends Day, Failures Day, Leathercraft Day, Lemon Meringue Pie Day, Relaxation Day, and Nicolas Chauvin Day. I think he's the inventor of chauvinism. Armed Forces Day in Poland, Constitution Day in Equatorial Guinea, founding of Asunción in Paraguay, Independence Day for Korea, Independence Day also for India and for the Republic of Congo, National Day of Liechtenstein, National Day of Mourning in Bangladesh, First Day of Flooding of the Nile in Egypt and the Coptic Church, and the Bon Festival of Japan. It's also the End of the War Memorial Day, National Memorial Service for the War Dead held in Japan as well. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Napoleon, Walter Scott, Sri Aurobindo, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Ethel Barrymore, Julia Child, Oscar Romero, Rose Marie, Phyllis Schlafly, Rose Maddox, Oscar Peterson, Mike Seeger, Maxine Waters, Jimmy Webb, Stieg Larsson, Melinda Gates, and Ben Affleck. On this day in history, in 1843, Tivoli Gardens, still one of the oldest intact amusement parks in the world, opens in Copenhagen, Denmark. And in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. 1965, the Beatles play nearly 60,000 fans at Shea Stadium in New York City. In 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opens in upstate New York. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Back to Morning Edition. Time now is 5:52. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. School will be back here in San Francisco on Monday, the 19th. What we can do in the meantime is go hang out at the library. If you've got little ones, you may be interested to know that many branches host a story time, a rhyme time, and a play time for babies and toddlers during the 10 o'clock hour. If not, then the 11 o'clock hour, some afternoons as well. You may go to sfpl.org for more information. I notice on the summer stride calendar for today, this afternoon, an old friend of mine sings some songs for the little ones, Bonnie Lockhart Music with movement, singing, and instrument play. Bonnie inspires children of all ages to join her musical stories and singing games. This takes place today from 3 to 3:45 at the Mission Children's Area at the Mission Branch of the San Francisco Public Library at 300 Bartlett Street. Some fun things to do in the San Francisco Public Libraries. For more information, go to sfpl.org/summerstride. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The Attorney General of California is charging a Santa Rosa doctor with killing four patients by over-prescribing opioids and narcotics. Some combinations of pain medicine can be fatal. This reporter had a couple of friends who died exactly that way. This is the first time a California AG has filed murder charges, mostly unpremeditated, against a doctor for overprescribing opioids. The defense attorney for the doctor says he did his best to managing pain for his patients, but many of them killed themselves and only one died accidentally. The deaths in this case go as far back as the year 2011. CAL FIRE says less has burned this year than last year. One reason can be that we had an exceptionally wet 2016-17 rainy season. When it rains once or twice, it's often not enough to make the ground or any vegetation on the ground moist enough to not catch fire. Another reason can be prescribed control burns have been doing their job to clear away potential fuel for big wildfires and under control enough not to spread. According to CAL FIRE, 24,000 acres have burned this year. Last year, it was 620,000 acres burning. Speaking of fires, once again, Pacific Gas and Electric is being blamed for not being careful enough with live wires setting fires, such as the campfire last year that torched the city of Paradise and surrounding towns in Butte County. The utility and its contractors are legally obliged to keep records of potential fire hazards around the power lines. According to this report, they failed to keep up, as well as not downing trees that could be touching electrical lines. This trial continues in San Francisco. There is a heat advisory in effect for the North Bay, east of the Berkeley-Oakland Hills, as well as the Santa Clara Valley. A spare the air alert has been issued for today in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5:00.